Christmas to you. My name is Peter Evans, one of the pastors here, and isn't it great to be here so early on a Christmas morning? Yes, thank you, one of the kids. No parents said that. Let me pray. Father God, as we turn to your word this morning, it is our prayer that you might speak to us. Holy Spirit, we need you to open our hearts and minds to understand your word and help us to understand what the true meaning of Christmas is. And that, Lord, as we look at what it means, we pray that your word would come alive to us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So I wonder how good a job you have done at choosing Christmas presents this year. Are you good at choosing presents? Because some people are and some people aren't. I found this photo at random on the internet of a couple displaying their Christmas jumpers. And I knew Joel and Sarah weren't going to be here this morning, so I thought this was pretty safe. And I'm hoping they didn't choose these jumpers themselves, surely. But the proud looks on their faces, I am not sure. You know, most of us probably haven't opened our presents yet, have we? Like Mitch, I haven't opened mine. So maybe you say, probably you don't know how well you have done today at choosing the right present. How good are you choosing presents for different people? I mean, have you ever got excited about buying a present for someone only to find that their level of excitement when they opened it up was nowhere near yours? In fact, your present ended up being a real fizzer. Well, one Christmas, a few years ago, Collie and I, we had a great idea. Let's challenge the consumerism of Christmas. Let's not buy all these expensive gifts for our family. Instead, let's buy gifts on behalf of our family for people in greater need. A great idea, right? We thought so too. So on Christmas Day, my mum and dad and sister, and they happened to be here this morning, and the rest of the family all got a card with a picture showing what had been bought on their behalf for someone in a third world country. A goat, a chicken, a new well. I think, Mum, we reserved for you a new toilet, I think, wasn't it? And you know what? It was a real fizzer. I mean, with a present like that, you really can't complain. They're so nice about it. You know, these people are doing it tough. It's not like anyone in my family could actually complain. None of them could actually say they didn't like their presents. But you could tell that it just wasn't a good gift. I mean, it's the pause that gives it away. Merry Christmas, I hope you like it. And they open it and there's the pause, the momentary avoidance of eye contact as they're processing their thoughts, trying to think up something nice to say, trying to hide the disappointment. I mean, you just can't complain about this. It's supporting these poor people in third world countries. But it's the pause when you know it's a fizzer. And it's awkward because they're trying to be so nice. They don't want you to feel bad, but you can tell because they're being just too nice. What a wonderful idea. I'm sure they'll enjoy their new latrine. But we can see through the facade. You know, it's still a great thing to do. But I guess they just weren't very excited about us giving their presents away. But let's not dwell anymore on bad presents. Let's talk about good presents. Let's ask this question. What is the best present that you've ever given someone? Or what's the best present you've ever received? Because today, Christmas Day, is a day when we celebrate the greatest Christmas present ever. It's a day when it's a present that's often underappreciated. And unlike all other presents you will receive today, it's a present that will last forever. And a present that can turn your world upside down. Now, I'm not giving out prizes for guessing what the greatest Christmas present ever is, because quite simply, it's Jesus. Look at the first part of 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. It says this: "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world The greatest Christmas present ever is Jesus, God's one and only Son. And the reason Jesus is the greatest Christmas present ever is that he showed God's love among us. This is the point of Christmas, that God wants to show his love among us. He wants to be a part of our lives. He wants to be in a relationship with you and me. See, God's more than just some sort of ethereal idea, more than a comforting concept, more than a cosmic higher power. God wants to be a real part of your life today. To help us see how much he wants to be in this relationship with you and I, what does he do? He takes his own son and sends him to earth, born like every other human being. And they named him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I hope you think about this today of all days, because it is so easy to get lost in the tsunami of Christmas parties and Christmas spending. It's so easy to miss the real point of Christmas. Now, I love Christmas time. I love hunting down the right present for the right price. We hit Toowoomba last Tuesday night and we knocked over almost all of our present buying, and we got some great bargains. You see, it's a tradition in our family that we all get new undies every Christmas. And guess what? Target had an undie sale. They had 40% off men's and women's underwear this week. What a bargain. Now, getting undies as a present, I'm not sure how you would rate that in your scale of importance when it comes to Christmas. Personally, I can't imagine celebrating a Christmas without receiving my new Christmas jocks. Now, you might think that undies aren't much of a present for Christmas, too mundane, too ordinary. I haven't got them on. Sorry, I have got them on.
Merry Christmas.
Let's get back to, I need to keep to the script. But maybe you're taking undies too much for granted. This works in well. Because let me tell you, life is pretty difficult without them. And I guess we can fall into thinking about Jesus like we do undies. We take him for granted. We can walk past nativity scenes, we can sing Christmas carols about the birth of a saviour, and we can just take, like undies, Jesus for granted. Not realising just how difficult life is without him. Ignoring Jesus and how important he is, especially today. Because if we take the Christ out of Christmas, we're left with a mess. And Christ came to save us from a huge mess. Now, we have seen that God showed his love among us. How? By sending his Son into the world. Check out the rest of this verse, the rest of verse 9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. That we might live through him. Life is difficult without Jesus. You see, this great present is about having life through Jesus. This great present is that through Jesus, life is available to each and every one of us. And can you see what's implied, though, in this verse? It's implied if we're being offered life, that we must be somehow dead. You know, the whole Bible is really a rescue story about God bringing dead people back to life. It's the story about how humankind created a big mess and how God goes on a rescue mission to clean that mess up. The reason God wants to be among us is that long ago, we palmed him off. Long ago, our ancestors chose to walk away from God, chose their own path, a path that left us broken and struggling, born into a world that is far from the perfect world God first created. We're born missing a relationship we were made for. We're born missing a relationship with someone who loves us dearly. The birth of Jesus is the greatest Christmas present ever because it shows God's love among us. And it shows us how we can fully live through Jesus in a relationship with our Father God. Look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. The following verse, it says this: "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins." You see, in this verse, it's spelt out what the big mess in our lives is. And it points out how God's offering to clean it up for you and me. The big mess is our sin. It's what cuts us off from God. God made us to be in love with him. We're meant to have God at the center of our lives, but instead, and this is what sin is, we've chosen to make ourselves the center. Our default is not pursuing God and what he delights in, but pursuing what we delight in. And often what we delight in creates awful messes in our lives. God's loving plan to clean the mess up is through Jesus. Christ's birth, this is just the beginning. He doesn't stay a baby, does he? He grows up, becomes a man who goes on a rescue mission to clean up our mess. The baby whose birthday we celebrate today becomes a man who dies an incredibly heroic death. A man who dies in our place. That's what the passage means when it talks about atoning sacrifice. It's making a sacrifice in order to make something right. It's like Jesus takes the bullet for our sin so that we may live. I'm not sure whether you've seen this film. It's called In the Line of Fire. It's a Clint Eastwood film. Has anyone seen that one? Do you remember it? He's a Secret Service agent. He's protecting the American president, and he is prepared to throw his body between the president and an assassin. He's prepared to take the bullet so that someone else might live. And that's kind of what Jesus does. Jesus places his body between us and the punishment of sin. He throws his body on that cross in our place so that you and I might live. So understanding what the greatest Christmas present is, that's God sending Jesus, showing that he wants to be among us as a part of our lives. That's a great rescue mission to save us from the mess of our sin. Well, I guess if we know all that, the question then becomes, what should we do about it? Because knowing this, that someone died for you, someone has taken your bullet, it has got to radically change your life. I'll finish with this story. I had to use this story. It's about the great Christmas goat. Every year, in a town square in a little village in Sweden called Gavle, they build a giant straw Christmas goat. And almost every year, vandals have set it on fire. Of the 50 years the goat has been put up, it's been burnt down 35. One year it was ran by a car and collapsed. Another year it collapsed due to sabotage. One year it was burnt before it even made it to the town square. One year, an American tourist was arrested for setting it alight. He was arrested and he said, "But I was told by the locals it was an acceptable tradition. I didn't know it was arson." He spent 2 weeks in jail. Another year, it was burnt down by two people dressed as Santa and a gingerbread man using a flaming arrow. It's a true story. One year, firefighters hosed the goat down with water so a coating of ice would form to protect it. It burnt down. One year, they soaked the straw in anti-flammable chemical. It burnt down. This year, they installed security cameras and hired two security guards for 24/7 protection, but when one of them went to the toilet, it burnt down. One town official said, and I think this sounds really sad, he's quoted as saying, "Every year we hope that he is going to stay with us. Sadly, he often turns to fire." You know, a big part of the problem here is that the folks at Gävle in Sweden, they insist on constructing their giant Christmas goat out of straw. Now, you would think that after having it on fire and burnt to the ground 35 times, they would have made an adjustment by now. Why don't they change what they do? Why keep making the goat out of straw? Why not use something that won't burn? Something that will last. Well, this Christmas, enjoy your presents. Have a great celebration with friends and family. And I hope the presents you chose are well appreciated. But remember that the one present that will last forever, the greatest present ever, is actually God's presence in your life. So how about when you go home today, if it's anything like our place, what will we do? We'll scoff down some breakfast with the kids jumping up and down, telling us to hurry up. They want to open their presents. How about before we open our presents today, we say a prayer and give thanks for the greatest present you could ever open up this Christmas, that Jesus was born to show that God is among us, that Jesus sacrificed his life on a cross to deal with the sin and mess in our lives. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, this Christmas, help us to remember that it's not getting well-wrapped presents, but having the presence of God in our lives. Thank you for what Christmas reminds us of. It's all about the birth of a baby. And that baby is both man and God. We thank you for what Christmas represents. That's a fact that shows us that God loves us so much, he wants to be among us. God loves us so much that he would send his one and only Son to die for us, to clean up the mess of sin in our lives. May it be, Lord, that each and every one of us today would think about what the greatest Christmas present ever is, and its name is Jesus. Amen.